Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Mark chapter 4, verses 24 through 29. The Reverend Matthew Harrison is preaching. The broadcast as chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Mark chapter 4. And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
By the measure you measure, it will be measured to you. So, Herb Miller was suffering cancer in those days. It's been quite a while ago now. I was in Rome, and I visited the Lateran. That's the first property that Constantine gave to the Christian church after becoming a Christian. That's where the Vatican was, basically, until it became St. Peter's later on. And there's a special set of steps there, the Scala Sancta. It's alleged that these steps come from the Praetorium in Israel, and they are the steps that Jesus would have ascended during the whole last week of his life as he was being tried, etc. I don't know if they're real or not. They show up at kind of a questionable time, about 1200 BC or so, 1200 AD. Kind of a questionable time for a lot of relics and such things. But anyway, I'll never forget those steps. I wanted to crawl up them because Paul Luther, the son of Martin Luther, recounted that his father told him about his trip as an Augustinian representing his order, going to Rome in 1510 or 11, probably 1511. And the promise of those steps then, and still is today, that if you climb these steps under the right conditions and for indulgences, and if you say in Our Father at every step, you get a reduction in time of purgatory, a plenary indulgence, as a matter of fact. Up to that time, your guilt is paid for by Christ's cross, but the punishment has to be something you need to atone for, work off somehow. Purgatory is that way. So the story is that Luther crawled up those steps and got to the top and thought, who knows if this is really true? Well, I wanted to have that experience that Luther had to see. So I was praying for Herb Miller, you know, on each step. One of the most memorable things I remember is a whole host of nuns that were in front of me crawling up those steps on hands and knees. And let's just put it this way, the south end of a nun was closer to my north end that I was comfortable with. But while this was happening, the guy says, "One prayer per step, please. One prayer per step." The nuns were hogging it. I found out just recently in Wittenberg that all the churches in Wittenberg had been built with indulgence money, starting in probably 1100 or so, including St. Mary's in Wittenberg, Castle Church, the old Franciscan Cloister Church, which is no longer there. Luther says that mathematics have no point in the life of a Christian before God for justification. It's not this step plus this step plus this step equals God's pleasure or forgiveness or removal of punishment. Luther says all of God's dealings with us and under grace are at a point, a punct. I didn't like math. I was pretty good at math until algebra in high school. I hated algebra, and I never went back. I love this point of Luther. Punct. How does God view me? Punct. Grace. Forgiven. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's what Paul says in Romans 5. Punct. With the measure you measure, I suppose the old liberals would just say, the old Protestant liberals would say, oh, that's pretty easy advice, you know. Jesus is just giving some moral advice, or for you to act decently in the world, you should, you know, be friendly to people, be kind, and just common moral advice. I don't think so. It's deeper than that. And is that the way you want God to judge you? How about you? Somebody sins against you. You grind your axe for days, weeks, even years. You add mathematics to it all the way out in every possible formulation there is. You calculate every way you've been rubbed over the wrong way and how you might remedy the situation if only that other person did what was necessary. With the measure you measure, it shall be measured unto you. I don't want to be judged that way. Not a chance. Punct. How does God measure? In Jesus, you get all of it. All of it now. Right now. That's the point. You are Christ's own child. Now you'll look at your life, because good works are a good thing and they're mandated and God tells us to do them. And we should measure our lives. Do I forgive? Am I kind? Am I generous enough? And you'll look at yourself and you say, no, I'm not really. I'm not at all. Oh Christ, be merciful to me. Help me to be more generous. Help me to measure more generously. But I know you measure up, Christ, and you are my measure. Everything that is yours is mine. And the point of it all is everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.